In his famous essay, Projective Verse, Charles Olson wrote, "Let me put it baldly. The two halves are the head by way of the ear to the syllable, the heart by way of the breath to the line." Writing into the somewhat faint British echo of Olson's double whipcrack of American modernism, I've recently been seeking forms of expression for which one perception leads to another, where the poem's relationship to experience isn't so much post hoc as an attempt to engage experience mid-stride. This has led to a so far 600-strong sequence entitled I, Tulips, a selection due with Enid Thalman in 2010. Most of this inbreeds the same few genetic strands of form, but with each poem strung taut as piano wire around its line breaks. I think of these pieces as macro breath poems, though the single ongoing breath they evoke in the mind in thinking them usually demands in speaking them more than one breath from the lungs. I'll begin with a half dozen extracts from the I, Tulips project. The closing pair is drawn from Somewhere is January, a pamphlet with Perdica Press, selected from the earlier part of the sequence by Peter Brennan. There's an epigraph from Denise Levertov, and the long stem of connection. Let us talk, lip to lip, as though morning just made us, parted these mouths wan as clay to make way for words that are for us to try, first time on air, deft as dew on its leaf. So let me speak as an Adam might, whose moment is under a kind God, who looks on a half-made garden, and come evening will change his mind. A single drop can musk a home, roll up stairwells and nudge through jackets, sad with draping, then shoulder past attic flap till in rafter, skirting and weight-bearing wall the whole house slows to it, swells to that one substance whose clock tick is imperfection, and under its surface an ave kneels, sucking my life thread to a point, to thread endless needles of silence, and I of a sudden am very of, as if these rooms had matched me inner to outer, as though world and I had made time to sit together, each waiting for other to speak. Tulip repeats as if it were merely one, pouring upwards to melt light with light. Others shake loose this pain, squaring onto one square field, same as sun turns up its yellow dial and volumed glow eases petals apart, as many petalled pelvis is eased by red birth. Or womb could split and leave its black and yellow baby standing, alert, ready, almost to tell. In hay waist deep was Uncle, who said he saw a lash of rain snap upward, viper sharp to bite the coming down tail. Another tending eaves from top-notch ladder, felt on his back drops worse than wasps to a sack, while wife, with foot hard on bottom rung, kept her face of tinder. Yet another watched brown slick of cloud a few metres up suck back its centre like a seam in a roasted bean till it split with blue, and for an hour all air smelt of coffee. Last, it came to me. I said, Once I stood in rain so ferocious, streams front and back, down shallow contour of nipples and ravine, between each half of arse, met at my pizzle, till I knew to my bores how it felt to piss like Orion. I said, this happened. But they laughed and took out scythes and said the hay was dry enough. No light, except what dark makes room for. Cosmos, a jostle, jowl to shoulder, of suns that burn cold and near empty to birth out dark between thin thighs of constellations. And what gas this flesh must be to fill wastes with, or thread each hurled wire of photon, till self-erect with these hot eyes I ablate light in near black swathes of absence, even as it surges back, remembered and renewed. Somewhere is January, all else, infatuate in itself, as downpour in light, air shimmered, or wrap of body heat against sleep or non-sleep, deep as tilting planet, as here I resort to combing grass flattened in wind for meaning, and those first few spots of words whose hope I am, whose pearly colds form laces to strangulate, till those hills of face my mirror returns me, deepen their shade, and I seek refuge, a nebbish among this race of children, believe in sleigh for hearse. And I can do nothing but remind of winter, and go out with no terms to meet rain, dagger in ice with each drop on my back, and bend my back to it as I walk this self towards that stick I made for it, and must one day walk with as if it were still autumn, though all is not gold when around me and top in me is white, that close furrowed white and grey.